In 2006, Whitney Serach's parents buried their daughter, a blonde Taylor University freshman, and began mourning with other families who lost children in a highway van accident. In a hospital in Michigan, Laura Van Ryn's family sat by their blonde daughter as she came out of a coma, swathed in face bandages. But when asked to spell her name after 5 weeks, she wrote W-H-I-T-N-E-Y.
I think Laura's purse was close to my body, and so, like, I fit the description. Laura and I, she was a blonde, like, the same height as me. We had, like, a lot of the same features.
Now known by her married name, Whitney Wheeler, the Taylor alumna is a mother of three. Because of her and Van Ryn's story, which was shared on national television and turned into a book, Indiana has toughened laws about how bodies are identified. Speaking at her alma mater on Wednesday, Wheeler says she's never forgotten the love that Van Ryn's family showed her, even a decade later.
They loved me like I was their daughter because they believed that I was their daughter. And even after I wrote Whitney and their world changed, they knew that I wasn't their daughter. They still treated me like I was their family.
Wheeler encouraged students at the private Christian university to begin to live fully by dedicating their lives to God.
It makes me think that the Lord was like grabbing hold of me and like, Whitney, you aren't dead. People might have said that you were dead and that you won't come out of this, but I can put breath back into you. I can make the impossible happen.
In Upland, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.